everyone. This is Michelle, the host of Old TV with a New Twist. Welcome to a special bonus podcast. Recently, I had Eden at the microphone and we were recording a podcast. And in the middle of it, I asked her a question about something that she did recently. And she went on to tell the story. Now, if you follow our Facebook page, you've seen the photographs. But when she told the story, I didn't want to leave it in that podcast. I wanted to pull it out and make it a special bonus episode. It's really a fun little story, and I hope you enjoy. Since I've got to tell y'all, I think it was a Sunday morning. I was at home. Eden was visiting a friend out of town, and I had had a tooth pulled, so I was in a lot of pain. Still couldn't really open my mouth too wide. But she FaceTimes me, and she's out in a street somewhere. She goes, I got to show you where I'm at. And she turns the camera, her phone, to the Brady Bunch house. Mm-hmm. And I nearly popped my stitches in my mouth. I'm like, I can't be opening. Oh, my goodness. She didn't give me any warning that she was going was in California. And there she was. And if you all follow the Facebook group, you saw the pictures of our very own Brady Bunch podcaster at the Brady Bunch house. Eden, tell me how that experience was.
That was really, really cool. That was one of the cooler experiences. Just neat to be there and knowing, you know, that's not really where they filmed.
Right.
That's not really where any of this stuff happened.
But it's where they filmed the very Brady renovation.
It is where they filmed that. And it's just so cool to see such an iconic house.
Sure.
In person. It felt way smaller than I thought. When they do that long shot of the house, it just looks so big. It looks so big. And in person, it just
looks like an ordinary house.
A regular house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got the distinctive shape.
But it's no ordinary house. Eden.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, you could just, I just felt like you could feel the energy off of it. You could feel, you know, people were driving by. And think about it. This show came out 60 years ago.
1969.
50 something years ago. The energy around the house is still palpable. There's still people driving by, parking their car, getting out, taking pictures, standing in front of the house. There's a security guard there to make sure, you know, that people aren't vandalizing or whatever.
Sure.
But it's amazing. And that is truly the definition of iconic, is that how long lasting this house is.
Sure.
And you just feel like you're somewhere special. It was really neat.
Cool. I'm so glad you called me, even though I almost popped my stitch.
Yeah. And it was like, after I got out, I was like, I don't want to leave. I'm not ready to leave. Like, I just want to like hang out.
And now that you know that that house is the Brady house inside, it looks exactly like the Brady house in the inside. And I was totally shocked. I told Dad, she's going to call me back. She's going to be in that house. Because I knew,
you know, I tried.
I knew if any person was just going to fall ass backwards,
you know, I tried.
Into being able to go into that house, it was going to be you.
I tried. The security guard, I said, listen. Come on. What I got to do?
I'm a podcaster. I podcasted about the Brady.
He said, what did he tell me? He said,
everybody says that.
He said, I just work here. He said, there's cameras all over this place. He said, if they saw me unlocking the door to bring you in, I said, so you're saying you have a key? I said, what if you dropped it and I picked it up? I said, listen, I'll face whatever consequences, but I have the key. He said, I wish I could. Oh. So yeah, I mean, it wasn't without trying.
Okay. I was totally waiting for
apparently
you to call me from
they
inside the
say
house.
That, you know, obviously before when it was a residence, there was no tours or anything like that. They didn't have security outside. Now that it's owned by, I guess, HGTV or whoever owns it now, there is security. And the only people who go in it are, you know, HGTV executives and, you know, people from the network to get a tour, or camera crews or news crews or whoever is covering the house. But
Andy Cohen,
they
got
don't
tour.
Do any
Lance Bass got a tour.
Exactly. Like if you're famous and you know you can pull some strings, they did say that they're opening it up for tours in the coming years. So I think once they're done with all the press from the show and the news stories and whatever else is done, I do think they'll open it up for tours. But for now,
I think they're going to need the neighborhood to get on board too, because that's a whole different zoning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a lot of traffic parking. And
I couldn't believe that it was just a normal neighborhood. There was a couple outside kind of diagonal from the house. We parked in front of their house and they were outside gardening, walking the dog. I'm like, do you know where you live? Do you know what this is? And obviously they know, But that's very true. I mean, if they're doing tours, they're going to need a parking lot. And this is a residential street. This is, the tours will have to be very small.
There's going to be a lot to work on to get that to happen. Yeah. But I hope it does.
Because there's nowhere to park other than street park. I mean, it is, think of a regular neighborhood subdivision street. It is, there's houses everywhere. There's no like area to create a parking structure or zone or
unless
anything.
They offer somebody a crazy amount of money and for their house and buy it and make it a parking lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Pave paradise
and put up a parking lot. That's exactly what I thought. But yeah, no, really, really cool experience.
Okay, great.
This is Michelle, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Old TV with a New Twist. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on your Apple Podcast app. And join our Facebook group, Old TV with a New Twist Podcast Group, and tell us what you'd like to hear us talk about, and we'll keep you informed of what's to come. We'll be back next month with a whole new episode of Old TV with a New Twist.